Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at what you need to do to convert more opportunities into business. See, if you're building your referral systems, you're doing a great job of engaging with your network, you've got partners who are out there creating opportunities for you day in, day out, you're going to now have more opportunities than what you had before. Well, there is no point converting them at 30, 40, 50%. We want to be converting opportunities at upwards of 75, 80%. And that's not difficult to do when you understand a few things around conversion and sales. So the first place I'm going to start is sales is everywhere and you must become good at it. Plain and simple. So if you are a great practitioner, you are a great thing at what you do, you've got great knowledge, but you don't like going and selling to other people, you need to change that. Because how can you help so many more people if you're not willing to put yourself out there? And that's where you've got to come from. No matter what type of business you're in, the reason why you're in it is because you enjoy helping other people get your product, service, widget, whatever it happens to be. Because when you know that they've got that, you know that their life's going to be better. You know that their business is going to be better. So therefore, if you don't become good at explaining it, at offering it to them, at giving the opportunity for them to use it, then you're not helping as many people as what you should be. And that's how you've got to be thinking. For most of us, we don't like sales because we've had some sort of experience with some salesperson that we just didn't get along with, that was too pushy, that just didn't stop. And we hold on to that going, I don't want to be that type of person. Well, you don't have to be. Sales isn't about being pushy. Sales is about offering a solution to the challenges that people have around you. It's about finding a match. It's about being able to go, do we fit together? And you can do all that without being pushy. You can do all that with what I would call relationship sales. So that has to be our starting point. You need to change the way you think about sales if you have a problem with sale. The next thing I'm going to go through is what I call our pipeline. And this allows us to set up a great sales call because we have people coming to us, not the other way around. It's very difficult to sell to people who don't want the solution you're offering. And if you're constantly on the phone to people who don't want your solution, eventually that's going to become very tiring. That's where you get sick of going, well, I don't want to be in the game of sales anymore. And it's because you don't have the pipeline set up properly. So step one is that you need to have some sort of event that brings people to you. So whether that be a live event, whether that be a webinar event, whether that be a video series, whether that be email sequences, you need to have something that brings people to you, whether that be your blueprint template. Once people start coming to you, now they're showing an interest in what you have to offer, in the solution that you have. Okay? So the first step is that you have to have some sort of indoctrination event, event that brings people to you. Secondly, you need to have a funnel filter. So that means that they have to fill in a form saying that they would like to talk to you. So if they don't fill in a form saying they like to talk to you, they're not ready. You have to keep nurturing them until they are ready. So from the event that brings people into your little bucket, you're going to have people from that bucket that go, yes, I'm ready to fill in an online form and have a talk to you. From that online form, that funnel filter, we now have a qualification call. So for most people, they want to jump straight into it and start selling to people. Well, we put in there a little 10-minute qualification call. And then that allows us to make sure that they have the problems that we can solve, that there is something that's actually broken that we can fix, that we're talking to people who are ready for action right now and people who actually want different results from what they're getting at this point. See, without that, you're starting to sell without knowing whether these people are actually people that you can help or not. And again, it doesn't matter what type of business, you just adapt this sort of call to the industry and the business that you have. From the qualification call, now you can go into some sort of longer strategy roadmap session call. And there are four steps. Someone has to come to you first. They have to fill in a form to say, I want to talk to you. They have a qualification call to make sure that they are ready to do the things that you want them to do. Then you have a roadmap strategy session call, which allows them to understand how you can solve their problems and what you're able to do for them. That's a simple pipeline. If you don't have that sort of pipeline, you are always trying to speak to people who are not interested in what you have to offer. Therefore, that's a hard gig. That's where you now become pushy. That's now when you have to use sales techniques. With this sort of pipeline, there isn't any sailing. It's, are we a match? Do you have a problem that I can fix? And do you want help with it right now? It's a much easier way to sell to people. With anything, you must get rapport at the start and knock down that wall. Whenever we jump on phone calls with people, there is a wall there. Subconsciously there, because we get so many sales calls, so many direct mail, telemarketing type people calling, that when we see a number, we quite often make sure we put our little wall up. So you just got to quickly build rapport with people. And if you're a good people person, that shouldn't be hard to do. Once you build rapport with people, now you're ready to be able to go into your particular call. Now there's some things that we need to be able to focus on. The first one is, no one buys off logistics. Too many people try to sell logistics and how a program works rather than selling the outcomes and what the program will give the results to. That's a huge. People don't care what the actual logistics are. People care what results you're going to get them. So therefore, you have to do something simple as stretching where they want to go to where they are now and what are the roadblocks in between. So when we're talking to people to work out, do we have a solution to their challenge and are we a good match? Well, we have to ask questions as, so where do you want to go? What are the results that you would like to be able to get? How do you see it in the future? And then once we understand that, we can go back to, so where are you now? What have you tried so far? And once we understand that, we can then ask something like, so what are the things that are stopping you from where you are now to where you want to go? And you can understand their roadblocks. Because once you understand those three elements, you can now understand whether A, you can help them, B, you can get them to where they want to go, and C, devise the solution that gets them from one side to the other side. And when you talk about your solution, talk about the outcomes. Don't talk about the logistics, talk about the outcomes that your solution will give them. Talk about the results that your solution will give them. Use your model to take them on a journey. So rather than just talking at them, you should be using some sort of model that they can visually see and take them on that journey at the same time. Selling's not difficult when you set up a simple little structure and process to follow every single time. But for most people, their mistakes come in this. They're talking to the wrong people who don't want their solution. So that's mistake one. No one's going to buy something if they don't need that solution. So we have to talk to the right people. Mistake two is, as soon as we get someone who's interested, we jump all over them going, this is what we do, this is how we do it, blah, 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 and we keep on going, rather than finding out about them. See, when you have conversations with your people, it's like you're auditioning them. They have to jump through the hoops to make sure that they're allowed to work with you, not the other way around. The other mistake is that we try to push programs onto people rather than waiting for them to be able to say, oh, I think I need that. And when you ask the right sorts of questions and you're actually interested in where they want to go compared to where they are now and what their roadblocks are along the way, you'll have people going, wow, you actually really understand me. Because you'll be the only person that's actually decided to ask the right questions and listen to them. And therefore, them using you is a no-brainer. Because they don't want to go through and explain all of that again. Because that's painful what they're having to explain to you. Because they haven't got to where they want to get to. So the key things that you need to be devising is your pipeline. Four simple steps. You need to be able to understand the questions that you've got to answer, you've got to ask them to get them to answer so that you understand, can you help them? Do you have a solution? And are you a good match and want to actually work with them? And then you've got to get your model, your blueprint, drawn, so then that way then you can take them on a journey of what you do to be able to help them. And they're three big items that you need to get done from here. Selling is not difficult. Selling should be fun, because in the end, all you should be doing is showing someone how you can help them if you have a solution to their challenge. Change our mindset around selling. Get the right processes and systems in order, and you'll find your conversion rates up at 75-80% also. Hopefully that's been really helpful. For those in Partnership Club, we've got a whole section on sales that we're going to go through, where I've actually got our 10-point exact script for you to be able to create for yourself. Those who are part of Referral Marketing Guru Network and Community, please pop over to our resources page. Please make sure you get your referral training manual so you can train your partners. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and you're getting this each week. And we look forward to being able to have you around for a lot longer. Have a brilliant day, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon.